This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Northern California is the most expensive place in the country to have a baby. That's according to a study by the health information company Castlight. And one reason is consolidation. The San Francisco Bay Area is dominated by just a couple of big hospital systems that keep buying up doctors' practices. That, in that way the capitalism has, reduces competition, which drives up the cost for everybody. Jenny Gold from Kaiser Health News has the story of one of the last independent obstetricians in Mountain View, in the heart of Silicon Valley.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Dr. Sarah Azad walks into Ruby Lynn's exam room. Lynn is just weeks from her due date.
Go ahead, lay all the way back.
Okay.
So your weight's good. Your blood pressures are normal still.
This is Lynn's second baby with Dr. Azad, and Azad will be with her from her first appointments through her delivery. This sort of long, personal relationship isn't as common as it used to be, but it's Azad's favorite part of being a doctor. She runs the same kind of small obstetrics practice that her mother did.
From the time we were young, my mom's patients loved her. She was a part of their lives. And that's just how I've always seen medical care. So when I came out into practice, it's something you really want.
But running a medical practice in one of the most expensive parts of the country is getting harder. Costs for things like rent, water, and electronic health records keep going up. But for the past 7 years, she says insurance companies have refused to pay her more for the services she provides. They say she just doesn't have enough market power to demand more money.
One insurance contract responded saying you don't even have 2% of market share. Basically, drop our contract or not. It doesn't affect us.
Azad says another insurer told her they couldn't raise her rates because they had to pay too much to the larger health systems in town, like Sutter Health and Stanford Medicine. Under the terms of their contracts, hospitals and insurers are prohibited from disclosing their negotiated rates. A Kaiser Health News analysis of claims data from a healthcare transparency company called Amino found the average reimbursement rate for an independent doctor like Azad is about $2,400 for a routine vaginal delivery. But for doctors who work for larger health systems like Stanford, it's at least twice as much, more than $5,200.
It just astounds me.
By Azad's count, there are only a handful of independent obstetricians left in the community, outside of her own small practice. Dr. Kenneth Weber, located right across the street, is no longer one of them. He was an independent practice for more than 20 years, but in 2015, he went to work for Stanford. He still does the same job and delivers at the same hospital, but his reimbursement rates doubled.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me from the insurance company standpoint because they're losing all these doctors to the bigger groups and having to pay more.
The insurance companies that work in this region would not comment. Weber says going to work for Stanford has had some real benefits. He's glad he doesn't have to run a business anymore. But he says he's still making the same amount of money as when he was in private practice. The additional money paid by insurers goes to the hospital system.
It's not like selling out to anybody is making any money for us.
Stanford points out that it provides doctors with updated equipment and a new electronic health record system when they join. And in emails, Stanford and the other large systems in the area all argued that employing doctors allows them to improve the quality of their care. But Christoph Stremikis of the Pacific Business Group on Health, which represents employers, disagrees.
Unfortunately, no. All of the evidence that we see shows that the quality in these larger systems is the same or worse.
But what's clear is that these big systems cost a lot more money. So when a town like Mountain View goes from having dozens of independent practices to just a few large systems, the cost of healthcare increases for everyone. Most patients have no idea what they're paying until they're left holding the bill. In Mountain View, California, I'm Jenny Gold for Marketplace and Kaiser Health News.